We're starting. Dean and Daddy.
After Dark.
Hi.
Hello. Hey.
Okay. Wow, we just got done listening to some Jewel, and that was some pretty moving shit.
I know, it took us to another place, But today, an emotional place, which isn't a bad place, but tonight I'm really feeling good. I'm in a happy mood.
Exactly.
I love to think and, you know, connect with my feelings, but tonight is all about, like,
you know, the problem is
start moving forward, you know, like not bringing your mind
pink,
to that place.
It?
Yeah, this is the pink. Stronger, stand a little taller.
I mean, how can you stand still when you're listening to Pink?
I am not standing still. I am in the car. I am.
You know, like we talked about before,
jamming.
Though, I think the problem really is that people have such a fear of working through problems or issues.
They do, really do.
You know what I mean?
Why?
And like,
because
listen, they're not going
to
go.
With a raw emotion.
Exactly.
You have to actually process what you're feeling. A lot of people, especially in today's age, you know.
At some point, you have to sit down and work through it.
Exactly. Take the time, process the feeling, reflect on what you've learned, and grow and move on. Today, I think, as a society, I talk to a lot of people, being a hairdresser and a bartender, you know, it's like, people are more happy to just, like, wrap it up, close it off, like, you know, I don't even know what that's about,
just
because I have to
it.
Get the last word in, like, so much, like, you are gonna know how I'm feeling, every last little thought in my mind, like, especially if you've hurt me, you know, but a lot of people don't even want to take the time to, like, process, you know, maybe some emotional trauma that they went through, you know, or admit that they really, like, had a true feeling. Like, it's unbelievable.
Well,
people just are happy to be.
I think the problem is also people think that getting
unattached.
Over something is gonna be take a week or a month. I mean, look at my divorce. 3 years has taken me to, like,
I have taken
work
years
through
to
it.
Get over relationships. It's taken weeks, but I don't think I've ever been over anything in, like, a few days.
No,
you know?
Like, you have to work through it, and it's gonna take
yes.
as long. You have to see the positives. You know, yes, you're looking at one goal, get over it, but how about you, like, make that into little goals? You know what I mean?
Every
you
day
have
you're
to
working
start
towards, like,
something
not,
else.
Not, like, you know, I think that our general attitude and our
it's
perception
just not to show
and
emotion.
The way.
It's like you're, like, weak if you show emotion. Like, let me have a bad day. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, everyone has them, and that's okay.
I know. And also, I think it has to do with, you know, the problem, too. And not that I blame everything on technology. Like, it's really not technology's fault. It's really the individual's investment into the other party, mm-hmm. person, you know, even work relationship, friendship relationship, like, romantic relationship. Whatever it is, it's a level of investment, you know? And people aren't willing to really, like, commit, you know, to much of anything. It just, I feel like everything is more like, feels expedited, you know, there's no, like, you know, even investment, like, in a relationship, I feel like, you know, everything has to, like, move so quickly, or, you know, you can't just, like, call somebody, everything's just, like, so unattached from the beginning, it's all texting, it's all, like, so superficial, you know, like, people are sleeping with each other, like, first date, like, where is the time to, like, you know, call you, like, make an effort to do something
yeah,
special
you know, when
you,
for you? When you're like, oh, I know she gets home at 7 o'clock, so I'll call her at 8 and say, hey, how was your day? Like, when it was just, like, that effort of communication, where now, yes, you're right, like, I don't like being so instantly available. Like,
exactly.
Just because you message me on Facebook does not mean I have to start a conversation
absolutely
then and there.
Not.
Like,
yeah, does
you know,
not warrant a response.
And,
that's,
and
an
people take
one.
That as, like, oh,
insultive.
You're not, in, yeah, and, like, you're not invested in the relationship, when it's not that at all.
No.
It's just that we don't need to talk every day, all day.
Oh my God. Yeah, this is, like, yeah, just, like, I could go off all day on this topic. Like, this is a completely separate topic, because too many people, number one, it's not even, like, that they are wanting, you know, an immediate answer. This is, like, even a deeper issue. It comes from, like, people need to become a little bit more independent, a little less, like, you know, and just independent from objects, even their cell phone, Facebook, social media. Like, granted, okay, you can ask anybody. Like, I am a social media, like, queen. I love to take selfies, like, all day long, you know, like, use Instagram, this and that. However, there are multiple days during the week that I disconnect. I also turn my phone off literally past, like, 9 p.m. Like, I stop responding to people's messages, like, and it's anybody, you know, like, unless it's like a dire emergency, you're calling me 600 times, like, sending me the 911 SOS, like,
yeah, like,
bitch, pick up, like, this is
someone better be getting shot,
you know. Yeah, but like, other than that, I've really like trained myself. I mean, I don't even have cable TV. I don't own a computer at my home. Like, I literally only have a cell phone as a means of, like, you know, communication with the world, and pretty much, you know, was forced into almost even having a smartphone, you know? But you have to be able to, like, especially for yourself and in a relationship, give it time and let the other person breathe. I mean, obviously, there's going to be a million different types of ways people, like, fall in love, or how quickly it happens, or maybe it's, like, instantaneous. Maybe I've just never had a love where I want to, like, blow their phone up 7 million times.
Yeah, but I don't even think it's that. I think it's just the point, really, that social media and cell phones and everything make us so instantly available to people. Where 20 years ago, when my mom left the house, she was gone.
Exactly.
You could call her house every 5 minutes. She would never know.
That was the part, like, that, you know,
you were gone and she got back. Leave a message.
Yeah.
I'll call you when I get home.
Make the effort to contact that person before they're doing what they're doing. Like, you have to make some sort of, like, you know, I don't know. There has to be, like, obviously, like, a priority, you know, to how we do things. But
I guess, yeah, we're just, I'm talking about nostalgia and over availability for you.
Oh, over availability. I thought we were talking about dating, Aaron, not just humans in general.
I was just talking about how social media is just making us so readily available.
Oh, I hate it. Oh my God. You can even ask my bosses, work associates, like, when I'm on vacation too, like, even my last vacation, it was like for like the first 3 days, I didn't even post like one photo. I'm in Mexico, mind you, and everyone's like seems to be so scared to go there, but it is like the safest, most amazing, bomb ass country in the world. I know, Puerto Rico's coming.
February 18th. In case we're famous by then, you want to party with us in Puerto Rico.
Seriously. Yeah, anyone's in, you know, Aguadilla, you know, Rincon area, that's where we are going.
Come say hello.
Yep, it's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a good time. We're gonna meet lots of locals, have lots of fun. We're gonna do the damn thing. However, yeah.
I wish we had like two cute side chairs. Maybe this will turn into a TV show. Because I can cut things out when we have random conversations with it on Coco, but. And then we record ourselves, and then you can buy like this Facebook Live thing where we can like have it zoom in on each one of our faces when we're like talking.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh my God, like
a cute.
I don't
know if I want being zoomed in on all the time, but like that's why I thought it would be fun to, you know, have the video when we do talk in the car too.
And I just wish you could see us like daylight.
I kind of like it when we're just like glowing in the background. We can keep like one light on the back, but it actually like lights up pretty well your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can see us.
Yeah, because we're using the rear camera.
And it like sets the mood, kind of, you know.
It does.
Yeah. Are we still recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
We'll just record the whole thing. You know,
because yeah,
so, funny things are always coming up. I've always said that I should have been a comedian.
Yeah.
So
well,
how I ended up working for corporate America when. Literally want to die.
Honestly, corporate America is really difficult. Anybody who works for corporate America, you know about all the stupid fucking rules they have. It's like impossible to meet the
standards. Like, why is your mission statement 22 pages long? I cannot.
We already forgot the first freaking three words. Like, we don't know, but corporate America.
There's so many rules, we get no assistance.
Exactly. No. Ease up. Too many bosses, too many rules. Like, just, you don't have to micromanage, okay? It's not that difficult, whatever job we're doing. Just putting it out there. Okay, go on.
Exactly.
So how'd you get into corporate America?
Hmm?
Dean, you were just going to tell us how you got into corporate
America. Oh, Jesus Christ. We don't want to hear that story. That's not a fun story. We want to hear a fun story. One day we'll tell a story about how I got married to a man my family never met in England.
In England, yes. This is actually a great story. I only know half the story, and I'm dying to know the part two. So this is like a crazy love novel, like
some notebook. Oh my god,
hold of a lifetime, like exclusive. You've never even seen a better movie,
exactly. But you know what? It does end in divorce. Clearly, I'm divorced, so I'm single and ready to mingle. If any guys are looking for an overnight sensation.
Overnight, forget about it. You know we're like a lifetime lover over here. Yeah. There's no overnight. You have to be with us forever. If we like you, you're stuck with us. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry. I know.
But no, it's crazy. So yeah, so it ends in divorce, which yeah, that's sad. That's shitty, whatever. Yeah. But like the movie's still great in the end, because at the end, the guy in the movie, which would be based upon me, you know, like gets over it. And it took 3 years. It did. It took a long time, guys, and so much work. And you know, we talk about stuff like this in our podcast. You know, we talk about some real deep shit. Like I will tell you, like I was on the brink of just wanting to kill myself, and how I got from that point to like where I am now, where I'm just internally happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of deep perspective and inner work, you know, when you're
actually... And pushing people away, and that's not a bad thing. You have to push some people
away in
life.
Sometimes you do, and it's hard, especially when you're an empath, you know, you want it all to work out. You always, like, when you bring people into your life, you love them, you want to see them do good, you know, like, you give them so much, but... You know, most of the time, these people are draining energy from you or life, or just putting you in bad situations. It's selfish, you know, like they're not looking out for your good. Like, we have to recognize when these things are happening. So, you know, we can try to deflect what's going on and get ourselves in a more positive environment, because honestly, our environment, like physically, like where we show up for work, our home life, all these things are like major players, especially in your mental health, like, which honestly is like the most important part of your, you know, pretty much entire being, because without like a positive mental state, you will like start to deteriorate.
It affects your physical body.
It really does. Everything, like, you know, and honestly, ultimately, I love Hootie and the Blowfish. You have no idea. Like, I still even love like Darius Rucker. He's like amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's just take a moment here. Can we just turn this up a second? I'm sorry, everyone in the podcast, you'll have to get used to us, like, just taking a moment. Again, we do not own the right to this music. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what we have to say, but Hootie, we love this song. Woo! Just need to take a second here.
Just a
minute. Here we go. Aaron and I, Dean and I also love to sing karaoke, or just car karaoke.
But this is, you know, so when people are like looking, you know, and they say, I believe in crutches while you're trying to heal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like music is a great crutch.
Music is like one of the major outlets in my life. Like
it almost pulls the emotions out of you. Like, cause crying is good, and you're gonna do a lot of crying in life.
Oh
and
my
it's
God.
Not always a bad thing. Like some, oh,
I know, I love to cry. I honestly cry
like you're
daily.
Exiting
I cry
it.
Like for happy reasons. I cry for sad things. Like I cry like just because I'm emotional. Sometimes people will tell me a story. Like it literally makes me tear up. You know, like I'm very connected to people. I like am experiencing like their happiness. You know, I want to anyways. You know, but yeah, like sometimes you have to like. Do a little self-loathing. I'm gonna say that, you know? But there comes a point where you have to just say, it's the fucking end, you know? Like, this is my one chance. Like, I can't waste my days being sad for myself, you know? Like, you have to coach your mind into, like, a more positive space. Because, honestly, life, I also believe in this too. Like, I mean, say what you want, but law of attraction, like, our thoughts become things. If we are thinking negatively, we
are negative
drawing
things are gonna
more
happen.
Of that to us. Like, the more I seriously think, and sometimes it's fucking hard, it really is, like, to just pull yourself fucking out of that, like, sadness. But, like, the more you, like, indulge in it, the longer it takes to get back, you know? So, the more you just, like, And this is all about, too, like, taking a more introspective look into yourself and actually processing feelings. Because mm-hmm. when you actually sit and heal from things, like, you're stronger, you're better, you know, it's kind of like getting a cut, you know, like, the scar tissue is twice as strong as it was before, you know? So, like, it's proof, like, you're stronger and you're better and you can, you're gonna live another day, you know? You're actually gonna last and you're gonna forget about those fucking idiots or the people or the job or whatever made you upset. Like, that's all gonna be gone from you, like, because you're gonna be above that frequency of negativity, you know, in your life. Like, we just have to know that whatever's happening, you know, there is a brighter day, you know, coming.
Oh, yes, the light is at the end of the tunnel. It really is.
It really is. And when we start focusing on the light, like, we start seeing it quicker. You know what I mean? Like, there's been plenty of time, honestly, I've been there before many times. Like, I've used a law of attraction. Like, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. But there'll be times that, like, I can't, you know, be happy or positive all the time. But, like, once I really feel like I'm done feeling like this, then I change my thoughts and honestly, like, better things start coming, you know, my way. Just even, like, recently, I went through, like, a job discrepancy. I got a new job, like, the next day. Like, things just line up.
And it wasn't doing hair.
It wasn't, you know, and I thought for a while that I was just, like, it was the job, like, you know, maybe I just didn't want to do it anymore. I'm getting older. But no, in fact, it was the environment. Like, I love doing what I was doing, but it was the environment that was taking, you know, the joy from me. And literally, just even being out of that, like, toxicity for 2 weeks, I have honestly felt better than I have in a really long time. Like, I feel like I laugh, like, and it's real, you know, it's not like something I have to, like, force or, you know, pretend. It's just literally feel good, like, my vibration is so on and steady and there's no anxiety when I'm pulling up to my job, you know. Like, it's so important to, like, realize, like, what's causing our stress
issues
and pain.
What is causing it? Exactly. And sometimes you have to do things like that. You have to leave jobs, you have to lose friends, like,
I know.
You have
crazy
to do some difficult shit.
You really do. Like, I loved where I was and everything, but I realized that it was slowly, like, eating at me and my happiness, you know. And it's scary to sometimes make that jump and, you know, cross that line and just say I'm done. But once you, like, stand up for yourself and
actually do it
exactly. And, you know, you have to be, like, you know, I'm not saying, like, I don't, you know, condone, like, going off and telling people to fuck off, you know, whatever. Like, we are adults, like, we have to process feelings. However, like, exactly, you know, everybody's gonna have a job, you know, or somebody they work with that they don't like, you know, we have to work through those, like, small issues. But when it's a major issue that it's, like, literally impacting your life, you're staying up at night with anxiety because you're worried about how it's gonna go, if you're gonna upset somebody, like, are you gonna get in trouble for something that's really not your fault, you know, like, all these things, like, are destructive on our path to success, you know, and ultimate happiness. Yeah. So, like, so important to, like, you know, listeners, if you are going through something like a bad relationship, you know, a bad job relationship, you know, again, romance relationship, friendship relationship, like, again, be brave enough for you to cut these people off. And just, even if it's not forever, give yourself some space and see how your life goes.
Yeah.
Without that stressor. And
you're
going
to go 2 steps forward and 1 step back, but you're still making a step forward.
And you are.
The thing is, you have to just keep chugging along. You have to keep going.
That's the most important thing. Absolutely.
It's just, it is what it is. I mean, you know, but I'm a big dreamer. I mean, we sit here and we dream. I mean, listen, like, are we ever going to run away and live in Aguadilla, Mexico? Probably not.
Aguadilla, Puerto Rico, honey. Not Mexico, but we're going to go to Isla Mujeres, Mexico.
Dottie, you know, has kids and stuff. They got to stay in a good school system up here in Peru next to grandma and grandpa. Like, we ain't going anywhere until we're retired. But you dream, and that's okay to have, like...
Dream big.
Dream big and have fun and realize that sometimes it's just a dream. Like, we take reality so seriously.
Yeah.
With the, no, I live, like, you know, Dottie lives in a nice, like, little duplex. Like, and it's like, oh, well, like, what is wrong?
And I could honestly even live with less. Like, when I do travel and go on vacation, I think to myself, I would be so happy with, like, literally, like, I have a 3-bedroom. I could live in, like, a 2-bedroom. You know, maybe, obviously, when my kids get older, I'm going to live in, like, a 1-bedroom. And I could even live in, like, a studio. Like,
a little hut.
Even as a hut would be amazing. Like, right on the beach. Like, do I even need floors? I don't know. Like, but I'm saying, like, I could really live on the basics and be happy with my environment around me. Like, I would feel richer with my friends and my people.
Exactly.
Like, success isn't about, honestly, a dollar amount. Like, oh my god, would it be awesome to, like, have a fucking lot of money? Of course it is.
Of course it is.
But, like, literally,
I mean, I'll
take
a purse.
Yeah, if I were, like, you know, to die tomorrow, which God willing, I do not, because I still have a lot of things I need to do. Yeah, like, I feel like I'm gonna live a while. But, which brings me to another topic for another day, how I believe about, you know, things like being preordained in our lives. Like, you know, some people are, like, scared to go on vacation, scared to do this, like, scared to go skiing, scared to try something new for the first time because, like, oh, I might do this or that. Like, I'm not saying, like, go out, get risky, break your neck, you know, trying, you know, to drive a moped one-footed, you know what I mean? Like, don't do stupid shit, but...
Yeah, don't,
you know,
please, don't. We're not asking you guys to run out
and
do stupid shit.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I think we're all destined to, like, you know, we're born on a day for a reason. We're all gonna, like, die on our own day for a reason.
Oh, we're starting, like, a religion with this book we have, too. Well, we'll get there later.
Yeah, I mean, these are so many
podcast,
talks
call,
many different days.
TV show.
I know.
Reality TV show.
I know. It's gonna be, like, Take Two podcast, you know? I'm sure you guys don't want us to quit. But, you know, like, honestly, I do not believe that, like, you are taken, you know, for, like, unexplained reasons, for whatever it may be, you know, or, you know, before your time. But that's why it's so important, you know, to, you know, like our topic earlier, you know, when you, like, you're dealing with bouts of depression or, you know, sadness over a situation, you know, like, it is important to, like, obviously process that feeling, take your time, you know, but ultimately, like, try to remain positive as possible. Like, even if you have to, like, coach yourself through it, like, even if you say those words, like, you will start to believe what you tell yourself.
What do you think?
You know what I'm saying? Like, your mind is so powerful.
Well, you will. I read a study once, because I'm a big, like, random information person. Like, if there's an article on Facebook, I'll read it, whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess depression, they, like, explained it like a toilet bowl. And, like, depression will actually try to pull you down and swirl you down into it. And you have to rise against it.
You do. It's
so easy.
You know
what I mean? Find your way to do it. Medicine's not for everybody. If you're against medicine, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm totally, like, I am an unmedicated person.
I'm a medicated person.
Yeah, so this is, like, a perfect discussion because, like, you know, there are times, like, I mean, for God's sakes, like, I went through a period of my life, like, you know, where I didn't even really know that I was, like, I mean, I knew that I was sad, but, I mean, for God's sakes, I'm a person that gets my nails done for the last, you know, I don't even know, since I started babysitting when I was 12, I've been getting my nails done, okay? So, like, now I'm 33, right? You can imagine, I would say there's 12 months of a year, I go twice a month, so 24 times a year. I did not go to get my nails done for 6 months. I arrived. I didn't even realize it had been 6 months. I knew I didn't have my nails on, but I didn't realize, like, all this time had passed because I was sitting at home, like, so, you know, depressed about,
just,
you know,
sulking,
situations that had happened. And granted, I had gone through, like, a really tough situation. I mean, we all go through things. Sometimes we need time, again, to process. But, like, at the end of the day, you just, one day, you just decide, like, I'm not going to, like, let this
get me down.
Take over me anymore, because really I was giving power to the people that had hurt me because I wasn't being able to like move forward. And not that I'm saying I don't think about it and it doesn't hurt me or I cry at times, but it's not like I'm not leaving my house. But oh my God, yeah, my nail guy, Tony, I mean, when I walked through the mall, he literally told me he thought I was dead or I had moved. He was so concerned, but he didn't have my phone number, you know? So he was like, oh my God, when I came, you know, and I got my fresh set again. Of course, he did a beautiful job because the man's been doing my nails for 4 years at this point, you know? So I'm like, I'm so sorry. He's like, you know, it's been 6 months since I've seen you. And I go, you're kidding me, 6 months? He's like, 6 months. He's like, the last time I did your nails was New Year's Eve. And you know, that was a day that, you know, I had a moment that day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And it was a bad time. This wasn't even this past New Year's Eve. This was a New Year's Eve before. I don't even know if we've ever talked about it. Was it just a terrible New Year's Eve? Like, just imagine, like, the worst New Year's Eve you could ever go through in your life. We'll, like, tell you all about that after. But basically, you know, when you go through kind of a traumatic event, I don't know, like, I just locked down, you know? I just couldn't do anything but, like, stay home, like, not be around people, like...
Well, you gotta really learn to, like, pull yourself up.
I know.
You have to get up. Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah, you know?
I'm a little disappointed in the background music.
And that's what I'm saying, like, it was just that, like literally going into the nail salon that day, which is one day I just woke up and I just felt better, you know? Like, I'm like, wow, you know, I'm like, I'm over things, you know? Like, not over it, but enough to just like...
Move on.
Yeah, like, start enjoying the things that I enjoyed again, you know? Because I wasn't having fun, and I'm a fun person, you know? Like, I'd like to have a good time, I like to laugh, I go places with my friends, you know? And that's what I mean about depression, where you have to really, like, don't let it take over, you know? If you are someone, you know, who is struggling with depression, A, you should see a counselor. I mean, I definitely see a counselor.
I'm not a friend, that's what
you
I
know?
Do.
Yeah, it's good to get a different viewpoint from somebody else, you know? Like, don't think that it's, you know, some people, like, think it's a weakness or whatever, you know? Honestly, I had to decompress not only from my own life, but people unload on me in my job, like...
Oh my God, as a hairdresser? Oh my God, that you're basically a psych counselor right yourself.
Exactly. I'm just underpaid. Like, I should have went to counseling school or, like, you know, got a degree, then I could have, like, charged for the haircut and by the hour, you know? But I'm serious. Like, when people are unloading on you, it takes a lot of your energy. So this is also, like, you have to recharge, you know, like, learn how to do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to make sure if you are having a job like that, or a job that's really waning on you or pulling you down, that you have those other outlets to make sure you're getting, whatever that may be. I mean, if that is just
exercise,
something
talking
like
to a friend.
Watching a TV show. I mean,
yes.
Find time. I mean, I love my sleep. I'm never going to say I don't, but I will sacrifice 30 minutes of sleep to give myself 30 minutes extra to watch a TV show. Like, you can't just live this, like, wake up, go to work, come home, eat something quick, and go to bed.
Yeah, ABCD.
You need to take care of yourself.
Yes. Don't become
a
robot. Invest in yourself. Like, you are a machine. You are, like, literally going, like, this is a marathon, people. Like, this is not a sprint. This is, like, longevity. You have to think of yourself, like,
as
the most important tool, you know? It's self-care is so important, you know? It really is.
It is.
I do not mind investing in myself.
Exactly. And speaking of self-care, looks like we are about to hit our end of our show here.
Yeah, it's been 1 hour. God. Oh, my God. Do you believe it, friends? It's already up.
Rambling.
I know. I really hope that you guys enjoyed us, though.
Yes. It's
Dean and Dottie.
Dean and Dottie.
After Dark.